Maybe if you had a really nice girlfriend, you'd have other priorities.
Maybe I would. And quite honestly, I wouldn't mind having a girlfriend. I've forgotten what it's like. I haven't had a girlfriend since 1988 or something.
Really? Oh my God.
Ever since then, it's just been little hit and run adult excursions. Quite honestly, most women bore me. You know, if they smoke, I'm turned off. If they drink, I'm out of there. If they're stupid, I'm bored. If they're mean, I'm bored. If they're trying to use me, I'm out of there. So I guess I'm very picky. If they don't work out, I'm not interested. If the mind is lazy and the body's lazy, who cares?
You mean working out physically?
That's right.
Oh, that's
if they're not in shape, hey, go be fat on someone else's time.
Wow.
Wow, go be fat on someone else's time.
He's really digging himself in a hole.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where we have comedians defend music that they enjoy that other people shit all over. What's that about, Tommy? I'm Tom Takar, your beautiful host, and I am joined by co-host, the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. We had a fun show last night.
We did. Thanks to everybody who came to the live Stand By Your Band Battle of the Bands at Caroline's on Broadway. It was a great time.
Should we spoil who won?
I think to the listener go the spoil. Martin Urbano defending Black Eyed Peas won in a tight battle against Ari Findling. Defending Sarah Bareilles.
And we'll try and get the audio probably on Patreon. But,
yeah, we're going to try. I have to listen to see if it came through. I have a bad feeling about it because I didn't get a chance to test it before when I was just like in Bloomington.
In case it doesn't work out, just know that Ari brought up 9/11 more than once.
Yes.
In his defense of Sarah Bareilles.
And I think the Holocaust, too, might have come up.
That came up. Gay marriage,
Pretty much every giant tragedy came up. not that Tommy thinks it's a tragedy, but yeah, what a night. Really quickly, speaking of Patreon, I want to say, because I was supposed to send out koozies to the people who are in our $6 or more Patreon tier, and these people are shedding tears because they haven't arrived yet. And the reason for that is I apparently didn't put the right amount of postage on them. I don't know how to use the mail, Tommy. And I put in nice little notes.
I noticed
notes.
You just wrote stamp in the top corner in a Sharpie.
I just threw a bunch of quarters in an envelope. I'll let them sort it out. No, we had a weird thing. The way I figured this out, somebody emailed me and said that they had to pay 28 cents or something like that to get the letter from the post office. But I got a message from someone named Morgan with pictures of the koozies and the letters. And it says, hey, piss boy, I don't think Mark ever got your letter, frowny face.
Oh, my God.
I am not sure I am capable of handling the powers of this koozie myself, but I would be happy to send it back to you. So this is a person we don't know doesn't listen to the show. They said, looks like you owe the post 21 cents to send it. Looks like Ted's koozie came back, too. Now I'm sort of hoping the koozie magic brings them all back to our apartment. And she put the address, and I was like, wait, no, that's my address. And then it turned out it's our upstairs neighbor.
Yep.
Who now knows that we have a podcast where we call people piss freaks. Mm-hmm. And so then she kindly put them back in our apartment. I will say, a little strange, Morgan, that you opened up mail that wasn't for you. Like, all these, they're opened very odd. They're like torn apart, like a dog got a hold of them. We should introduce our guests. I just realized.
Speaking of dirty dogs.
Hell yeah, we've got Dan Licata here.
Woof woof.
My man.
What's up?
How you doing, Danny boy?
I'm doing all right.
Thanks for coming out to the old boys' apartment.
Yeah. Like I said when I walked in, it's clear you boys have fun here.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Dan is a high schooler.
I'm still
what grade
in high
are you
school?
In now?
Oh, I'm still senior. It's my it's my 11th go at senior year.
How's it going?
It's well, you know, it's summer school. It's summer now, so you know I'm in summer school, and thing about summer school, I know there's the stigmata attached to summer school. You know, it's all the worst kids, but it's also all the worst teachers. A lot of people forget that.
That's true.
I had a summer school teacher who, she was like, she must have been like 24 in high school. She was a biology teacher, and she like wanted to be an actress, and she always told us about it. And she was like, I'm only here so I can like make money for my flight to LA. And then, like, so then she was supposed to show us, I've talked about this on stage, but she was supposed to show us The Miracle of Life, but she didn't bring the DVD, so she just went onto YouTube and typed in like woman giving birth. It was just like the most unprofessional, like horrible class. Yeah,
man, that's I'm looking it up right now. Woman giving birth, it's just a stork. Man, what a world. We're talking about Black Flag today, and Henry Rollins. Is it Rollins or Rollins?
Rollins.
I thought it was Rollins, too. Okay,
and he worked with Woody Allen a lot, right? Or is that Jack Rollins?
I don't even know who Jack Rollins is.
Famous producer.
I wanted to make... last night, somebody brought up... I'm assuming Ari probably brought up Jack Antonoff, and I didn't get to make my classic My Buddy Anton joke. yeah, so we did a lot of research today about... I wasn't super familiar with Henry Rollins shit.
Yeah,
to be honest, he's one of those guys who's always been like in my periphery. Is that a word of some kind?
Yeah, I mean, he like pops up on a bunch of those
like VH1 shows, right?
Yeah, VH1 and
yeah.
Was he on Best Week Ever? No, right?
He was on Worst Week Ever. He just bitched about the world. He always looked like an angry man. He had stepdad energy to me a little bit.
Yeah.
Where he was just like yelling, and I didn't realize he was straight edge until today. How do you feel? How do you feel about straight edge?
Are
shit?
You straight edge?
Are you straight edge, Tommy?
We were at a party.
Tommy, are you straight edge? Last night. Yeah, we should talk about this. Yeah, I don't know you. This is where it's revealed. We only speak on this podcast.
Yeah.
Last night we went to see our good friend Carmen Legala. She did Stephen Colbert. Her set aired last night, and there was a nice little viewing party in Brooklyn. So after Stand By Your Band Live, we went to see that, and I got real lit up, but I lost complete track of time, and Tommy went to go get a beer, and I was like, yeah, get a beer on my whatever, I think. And then Tommy comes back, and he's like, man, it's $2.50, and I was like, $2.50? Beers are cheap as hell here.
I was saying we need to leave because it is 2:50 a.m.
It was too damn late. I woke up at like 9 today, still like a little drunk, and I was like, man, I feel so good. That's the worst thing that can happen is when you wake up feeling good. You're like, this is going to be a rough day.
Henry Rollins will never know.
That you feeling. Won't get it.
Were you straight edge ever?
No.
Nice.
I was bent edge, if anything.
Damn.
I was the opposite of that. No, I used to like get drunk before school. Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't drink until I was like 19.
Oh, okay.
I'm morning straight edge.
Yeah.
Me and my friends like to gay edge where we jerk each other off, but we don't let each other come.
Similar, yeah.
So how would that go?
Getting drunk. Well, it was exhilarating. You
are we
know,
talking like water bottle of vodka? What are we talking?
Well, I would sometimes. I would.
That's a good idea.
Wait, it's the same color.
Well, what I would do is I would like go to McDonald's or something, get a large soda, dump out a third of it, and fill the rest with I don't know, Jim Beam or something. You know, just walk
fancy
through
for
school.
A high schooler.
People would be like, ugh. Someone went to McDonald's before school. And, but there's, I would just sit in my car and drink and then go into school wasted. And it was so exhilarating to just have this little dirty little secret, you know?
That might explain why you're in year 11.
But it is also these teachers. They get paid too much, too.
Oh, my God. Before we get on to Black Flag, I do want to talk about if anyone has not seen Joe Parra Talks to You, the episode Joe Reads the Church Announcements, which you wrote.
Yeah.
It is amazing. One of my favorite things this year. And it is about music, so it relates to the podcast.
Hell yeah.
So I had to bring it up.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very great. Everyone should watch it.
Before we forget, also, we should play. I think we should start plugging stuff early in the show.
Sure.
So that people hear it in case they don't like listening to the music later. Dan's going on a little tour coming up.
Yeah.
Tell us about this tour.
So it's the Blueberry Tour. It's with everyone that worked on Joe Parra Talks With You, pretty much. So it's me, Joe Firestone, and Connor O'Malley. We're going to Philly, Boston, Detroit, a bunch of cities, Chicago, Milwaukee. But yeah, should be fun.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Very funny people. See them if they're in your town.
Yeah. Get over there.
I'm selling nudes of myself at the shows. I forgot to like make merch, so I'm just going to print a bunch of nudes on my home computer.
Self-taken nudes? Or?
Yeah, it's I haven't actually taken them yet. I got to... Hopefully my girlfriend will agree to take the photos for me.
That's a big ask.
Yeah. We'll see if she
agrees. We should start doing that.
Nudes?
Selling Dan's nudes. Yeah. After,
that's
Caroline's.
Our new merch. Yeah. Our upstairs neighbor is not going to like us.
Also, I will FaceTime your least favorite uncle for $5.
Oh, I like that.
And just scream at his ass, Ari Gold style.
I love it.
Yeah, the stand-up king.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Were we talking? No, we were talking about
it. We were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
And our buddy Ronan. Well, acquaintance. No, I love Ronan. He was telling us that he was telling us Jeremy Piven's opening joke. We were talking about him doing stand up. Because you did a show that he like didn't he bump you?
I got bumped. Yeah.
Yeah. And normally the type of bumps that he does on the show are
I
a little
felt like
more
a total
fun.
Lloyd.
Yeah, so we were talking about Jeremy Piven transitioning into stand-up, and apparently his opener is, you guys are probably wondering what I'm doing here, me too. And Ronan wow. was telling it to us as if it was a great joke. He was like, isn't that great? And then he was shitting on movies.
Does he end by saying, time's up?
That's what that,
he has
no.
to.
No, he doesn't.
Am I about to sell him a joke? Is that what we're hearing right now?
That would be great. Hey, Jeremy, if you're listening, Venmo was Tommy, I guess.
Yeah. Why
hey,
I'm
this part of the, hey, I get a little commission off the top.
Oh, wait. So we got to talk about you're going to be naked.
Yeah.
You have a tattoo.
Oh, okay. I mean,
this is how we'll get
today.
It.
Hey, I
yeah.
love this.
Should
Whole
I show you guys?
Jerk.
Should I show you guys?
You have to show us.
Circle jerk.
We
also,
can we put
yeah.
a picture on our Instagram?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Can we?
Yeah. I mean, I think you could, butts are okay.
Can you put
Instagram.
Butts on there?
The tattoo is on his butt. We didn't clarify that before.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I'll show you.
I mean, it's not on the hole, I'm sure.
That would be very tricky.
It's inside the ass.
Actually,
it's on my asshole. I mean, I could show you quickly. It's not that bad, but this is, it's on my...
There it is, oh, okay.
Wow.
I saw, yeah, oh, there man. It is.
Got those four
those
black
four
lines.
Black bars.
There it is.
My friend did this with a safety pin when I was 19. It took
Whoa.
Three.
Whoa.
You're kidding.
No, it was a stick and poke. It took like 3 hours.
What the
Holy
hell?
Shit.
Yeah.
Now, is that safe?
No. Definitely not. Yeah, and because each dot is just one.
Shit.
One poke. And,
that sounds so painful.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
you must have been. You couldn't be sober for that.
No, I was not sober.
That would be impossible.
Like
yeah.
19 right. or something.
We're going to do them to each other after the show.
Yeah.
That's part of that'll be a
your
Patreon
so
episode. yeah, that is, that's insane. You don't have any tattoos there, do you, Tommy?
Of course not. No.
And you're straight edge, correct?
Trying to get buried in a Jewish cemetery. Alive.
Oh, man. Never got. Do you have any other tattoos?
That's my only one.
You didn't have a good experience.
No, I want to get the. I want to get like two eyeballs on my palm so I could be like the guy from Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, nice.
Ariel Monsters.
That would be terrifying. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's good.
Oh, that one too. Yeah.
Yeah, both terrifying. I mean, his in Ariel Monsters, he's just holding his eyes.
Yes.
But in Pan's Labyrinth, the eyes are inside the hand. What a terrifying monster that is.
Yeah.
That he doesn't really do a lot,
who,
though.
Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah. He likes the monsters.
I loved his, yeah. His...
You know that guy's into some freaky sex shit. You know it.
His speech at, I think, the Golden Globes, he was just like, I have always been faithful to monsters. It was my favorite thing.
He must have been talking about Harvey Weinstein.
Damn.
Let's talk. Let's before we get too deep into this, let's go ahead and listen to Jared's voicemail. Our dear friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson, owner of the beautiful Comedy Attic in gorgeous Bloomington, Indiana. Check it out if you haven't been. He likes to give his thoughts on the music that we talk about because he claims that he invented this podcast,
wow.
which is not true.
I am wearing a shirt that says he did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
My created
yeah.
by Jared Thompson shirt.
We got to always wear those shirts for the podcast. All right, here is Jared.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Henry Rollins / Black Flag. You know, definitely he's a piece of shit. To me, the most off-putting characteristic of a person is, like, self-confidence. It's, like, just nasty. So just, like, don't think you're good, basically, is how I live my life. It's very off-putting when you meet someone who's, like, confident. And he's maybe, like, the poster child of that. And it's weird because, you know, yes, you can argue that Black Flag were good when he was in the band. I mean, you know, a lot of people, and it's happening right now on Tom's Facebook page, are like, oh, they were better before Henry. It's like, you know, who gives a shit? Like, they were just an okay punk band in either way, but because they were sort of an early wave punk band, they're sort of given more credit than they probably should get. There's a lot of embarrassing shit in there, you know, to be honest. Maybe the most embarrassing of all is that Spoken Word album. I mean, I remember having friends that were into Black Flag, and they would play, I think it's called like Family Man or something, and it's just, I mean, to me, there's a scene in Seinfeld where he says, I can't watch a man sing a song, in reference to the Velvet Fog, Mel Torme, and I feel that way about poetry and spoken word, and just, it's just so embarrassing. Like, I feel like I just want to crawl into a fucking hole when someone is reading a poem or expressing themselves. It's just, you know, I don't mind reading it, I guess, but when someone actually says it, it's just embarrassing. Anyway, yeah, don't listen to Henry Rollins' spoken word is, I guess. Thanks.
All right, that was Jared.
Let's disobey him and listen to the spoken word right now. Because I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, is that under... I wonder if that's just Henry
Family
Rollins.
Man?
Yeah, it's called Family Man.
Okay, let me see what we got here.
Family Man.
I think we should start with Hollywood Diary.
Okay, let me see.
I just read
here.
The lyrics for that.
Damn it. Sorry.
So it's a half... Like, side A is spoken word and side B is instrumental.
Yeah.
So is the idea yet... Put them together in your mind.
I really don't know. This.
Hey, buddy, you guys should take care of that.
Yeah. Do the work for us.
Did you already find it? Let's see here. Family Man. The film Family Man, on the other hand.
With Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my God. This is not it. God damn it. This sucks. Oh, here we go.
Do you want the Family Man or do you want the Swinging Man?
This is
you choose.
Man. Yeah.
Family Man.
You get the Family Man. Family Man. Family Man. Family Man. With your glances my way, taking no chances on the new day, Family Man.
Okay, let's listen to Hollywood Diary.
Hollywood
Say, I
Diary.
I prefer Family Guy.
He loved her. He chopped off his left arm, the good one, and sent it to her with a box of chocolates. She ate the chocolates and watched TV. He blew his brains out, picked them up, shoved them back upside his head, made breakfast. Ate, tried again, with a renewed vigor and enthusiasm not seen by many.
Whoa. It makes sense now, his thoughts on suicide, because I don't think he understands how blowing your brains out works.
Please make it stop.
Jared, you were right. That was terrible.
I'm happy we listened to it, though.
Yeah, I'm glad we listened to it.
Family Man.
I know what Jared means about confidence like that, where it is
I
like
love that, yeah.
Somebody just being like somebody who has like the it was the moxie, I guess, to talk like that and be confident enough to be like, I deserve to be just talking.
Yeah.
And no, there's no music or anything. Like, fuck that. I guess that stand-up is that, but stand-up, you're like self-deprecating, though. You know, like, you're being silly. This is just, yeah, there's something about poetry that I can't really get behind, like when it's spoken like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I try to like... Like with Family Man specific, it is, I mean, a tough listen. but like there is something about like the repetition of like a specific phrase or something that like by the end of it, I maybe I'm kind of laughing at it. I'm obviously laughing at it, but like certain comedians will do that where they like repeat a certain phrase over and over again. And it's like it gets funnier as it goes.
I say this thing, no respect.
There you go.
Yeah. That's like a Chris Rock thing where he just repeats the same thing over and over again. And then Tommy does that too when he steals Chris Rock's material. I know what you mean. I'm trying to think if I ever got into anything like that other than stand up. Shit.
Yeah. One comedian who does it, you know Bardia Salimi?
Of course, yeah. He repeats everything.
Repeats everything, and it's like it gets
it's so funny.
Funnier every time he does it. It just heightens it. And not saying that Henry's doing the same thing here. there is one detail in Family Man that I think. I mean, all right, it does suck. I'll be honest. But if I do have to defend one part of it, there's one line that kind of makes me laugh, which is the. You already got your Christmas lights up, Family Man. first one on the block. And it's like, okay, my dad loves Christmas lights. This guy makes Clark Griswold look like Uncle Eddie.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Shit. I'm going to have to edit that out. It's too hard. Yeah.
But no, Magic Mike Licata loves putting up Christmas lights. So that line specifically kind of resonated with
nice.
Me. But
I feel that. Yeah.
Spoken word does suck. although he is a really good storyteller. I don't know if you've listened to like any of his stories, but I saw him probably like 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he spoke for like 3 hours. It was like
where?
A goddamn filibuster. It was in Ithaca, New York.
Oh, wow.
And I was living there at the time. And, I was in college at the time. Edit this out. I just wanted you guys. This will be edited out. You weave a web of lies, and I don't want to get caught in this lie. But no, he was so compelling for 3 hours, and like you got to hand it to him, especially when you come from a comedy background. You go to an open mic and you watch someone struggle to be compelling for 3 fucking minutes, and watching him. Tell like these really great stories for 3 hours. He is like a very charismatic, compelling performer. So you got to give him that.
Are they all just touring stories? Is that kind of the whole thing?
Mostly travel stories, like some stories from when he was growing up. He told this really awesome story about like Iggy Pop and like how the various times he's opened for Iggy Pop and Iggy Pop's just like blown him out of the water. And, and how Iggy Pop is kind of like this Jekyll and Hyde type. Like, there's Jim Osterberg, and then there's Iggy Pop, and like watching him like transform into this like Tasmanian devil, like on stage, and like, I don't know. Do you feel like you have that like right before you go on stage? You like sort of go into this other mode.
I get what you're saying. Uh-huh. Yeah. You got to turn it on. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I find myself doing that like as the person's like bringing me on stage, I have this like evil grin that like comes across
like
my
from
face.
Truth or Dare.
Exactly. Great film, Truth or Dare. But oh my God. Like in my head, I'm just like growling like an animal or something, just because like by the time I get on stage and grab the mic and what's that, you know, it's like, I do have to like sort of
Well, I feel like because you do such like a different thing from your regular personality,
right.
At least it seems like, unless you're just holding all that shit in all the time when you're talking to
us. That's the real me on stage. That's the real Dan.
We should say that Henry Rollins has a Jekyll and Hyde because his real name is Henry Garfield.
Yes.
Ooh. and yeah, he lasagna. Hates Mondays. That would be great if there's like him angrily doing.
Hey, Monday.
We should go to Facebook for a bit here. Let's see some of the comments. Like Jared was saying,
Dan, what do you think about Cambridge Analytica?
I thought you meant Coheed and Cambria.
I was going to say, what do you do at Coheed and Cambria?
Not a fan. You can't say I ever listened to them. I had a roommate in college. Fuck, I keep doing that. I gotta stop.
yeah, you can't give this up.
I had a roommate when I was still in high school who was obsessed with them, but never did it for me.
Favor House Atlantic.
Yeah. Never got it myself.
I like that guy's voice. Because I, as a man with a high voice, you have to. It's a brotherhood.
you have Freddie a high Mercury.
Voice? What? People say I have a high voice.
Interesting.
Bullies mostly.
You deal with a lot of bullies in your day to day.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, did you see that clip where Henry Rollins is like bullying that kid?
Yes. It's so upsetting.
Can we listen to it?
Yeah, we can listen to some of it. It's just like, I mean, he's super young in it.
Yeah.
Because he's. Is he pretty new to Black Flag at that point? It's hard to tell.
He had probably been in Black Flag for like a couple of years at that point.
Yeah, it's pretty upsetting just how much of an asshole he is. It's very cringy, and the kid is very weird.
The kid is like obviously so intimidated. Well, Henry Rollins is intimidating both like physically and...
Yeah.
It's like if your high school bully was also extremely literate. You know what I mean? It's like he
could... That's totally it. He's like a big jughead, and then he's also like...
I was going to say jughead. Intellectual.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm going to skip forward a little bit to when he's...
We have one come out, and it came out in March. It's called My War.
Yeah.
And we have another one coming out in May and another one coming out in June.
There's a moment where he takes the microphone from this kid who's interviewing. The kid just goes, you
see.
It's a like-
young Judd Apatow, right? Like how he used to interview comedians.
All right. Here it is right here.
So, how's your tour going so far?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Why don't you just hold the microphone and talk? Even if you want to say something.
Okay, man.
He's grabbing his hand.
This is an incredible youth we have here. What the heck do you call this thing?
It's called a cue or a tail. Cue is English.
I see, man. And looks like you're going for a little punk rock and a little heavy metal and a little rockabilly, a little crazy here, a little skate, a little tie-dye. So what direction are you headed in?
All directions, more or less.
I see. So you're kind of everywhere at once.
Yeah.
Would you consider this a forward motion, or are you just kind of like running around like a chicken without a head, or kind of flailing your arms, or yapping like a little dog? So what is your scam?
Just fucking around, more or less.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you very scene conscious? I mean, do you get into the scene? Does the scene make or break your thing? I mean, do you care about your scene? Do you support your scene?
Yeah.
Do you think about your scene before you go to bed at night?
Do you mind if we fuck some of the girls in your scene?
We can do that.
We can?
So it's okay with you?
Some of them should fuck till they're pregnant so they get in trouble. And then leave town.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Okay.
We don't want them here. Yeah.
So how's your not tour going?
Forward. Oh, wait. Yeah. It's going great.
You haven't released an album.
No.
And how's that not album doing?
Doing horrible. Because it's not out.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes out, it'll do horrible.
We had a problem like that for about 2 years. We had a lot of not albums come out, but this time we have one come out, and it came out in March. It's called My War.
Yeah.
And we have another one coming out in May and another one coming out in June.
So what's SST like?
I don't know. What's it like to you?
Yeah, he's just like very prickly for no reason, it feels like, and he keeps being like, yeah, we sold out. Is that what you want? Don't come see us. Like,
oh wow,
and we're playing a little tiny.
Yeah, it's really weird. He's very defensive and like, but also aggressive. It's a lot. Yeah. But it's also, this kid is clearly a child. Like, it's so weird.
And you can't see the kid's face, but he's clearly shitting himself.
Yeah, he's like he's got like a stiff look. Like, he looks terrified, for sure.
But what you guys don't know, that kid is played by Sacha Baron Cohen.
Got us. Oh, man. Damn. I gotta watch that show still. I've only seen a few minutes, but damn. Seems insane. Anyway, people are shitting on him in the comments of this, and they're also like, well, he's also... They're like, he looks like he's like 23 in this, but still, At 23, I knew not to be an asshole to, like, a child.
Yeah.
But we do have footage here of Tommy shitting on a 12-year-old just now. Literally.
What's up?
Tommy sharted on a kid's face. just before we started rolling.
Let's go to Facebook real quick. Like Jared said, Mike O'Keefe writes, Black Flag was better before Henry. Let's see. Carl Spaeth says, also, I want to say that Henry Rollins' band is garbage, and I don't understand how anyone could like spoken word shows that aren't funny. Let's see.
Well, I don't think when he goes around live, I don't consider that really spoken word. It's more like storytelling.
Yeah, that's different, for sure. And I think I was reading some of his stuff. He wrote an article about touring, a little thing about touring that I thought was really interesting, about how it was about him not hanging out after shows, mm-hmm. and how he just gets in his car and he likes the anonymity of driving like around, like being in traffic after just getting off stage, which is, I think, is really interesting. So he's clearly very talented. It is just something about somebody yelling, like, or the being so angry.
Yeah.
it's hard to watch it and not feel like, I don't know. Rollins' band was proof no matter how much effort you put into something, sometimes you still need some talent. That's good, Rich Gavart. He said, I wish I could find the post, but I read somewhere a Discord band stayed with Rollins in L.A., and they woke up at 11 a.m., and he chastised them for being lazy. Apparently, he said something along the lines of, I already worked out and did a VO gig for $1,500 while you guys slept. Get it together.
That is the stepdad thing, or whatever. The voiceover dad.
I just did a Pixar movie.
Son, voiceover now. Where's your reel?
Somebody wrote a story. Oh, John Field Hohensey says, Henry Rollins comes off as a really neurotic and weird in a way that just bums me out. Like, you're 50 and still think like that. And stand-up is really hit and miss, and when you see him live, he just goes on and on. But I also think his bit on meeting Tom Waits is one of the funniest things ever. Also, he wrote a thing later about how he ran into him at an open mic and didn't realize it was him. And he took a picture of him because they were having an obnoxious conversation. He sent it to his brother, and the guy, they saw him take the picture and got up and left. And his brother was like, I think that's Henry Rollins. And apparently it was. So they thought he was like taking a celebrity picture, but he wasn't.
Oh, wow.
There was one that I really wanted to find on here, and now I've forgotten it. There's so much. Oh, here it is. Sam Talent wrote, before his first tour with Flag, the band practiced 8 hours a day for months. Their first stop was in Oklahoma City, and they drove straight there from L.A. Four people showed up. Henry was furious. When he complained to bassist Chuck chastised him. It's not their fault four people showed up. These people came to see Black Flag, and we're going to give them Black Flag.
Yeah.
I always think about that before shows with small turnouts. We have to give them Black Flag.
That's true. I mean, that's...
I love that.
I like that, too. Yeah.
I hate when people bitch about small crowds to the small crowd.
Yeah.
It's like, they're the ones who are here, you idiot.
Yeah. It's not going to win anybody over, either.
No. Andy Y says, in my experience, the only people who hate on Henry Rollins as a person are people terrified of self-improvement. There's not much to hate on there. He's a good dude with the right side of history who does whatever the fuck he wants with enthusiasm. He had that one mistake when he wrote that article about suicide/depression.
Oh, yeah.
But even after that, he came out and said he was wrong for writing it and changed his stance. That's a rare thing for somebody to do. Black Flag is a whole different beast. I get it when people say it's just not my thing, but in most cases where people are shitting on them, it's in relation to their meathead fans. Can't blame the band for their fans, except Fish. Fuck them.
I think if you have any man that you look up to that you think has only committed one mistake,
yeah,
you're an idiot. I commit so many mistakes, and people look up to me all the time. You know,
it's also.
But seriously, that's like the kind of hero worship where it's like you got to grow up.
Yeah, that's insane.
There's no way he's only made one mistake.
We can play more than one on this. Yeah, there's like more than one. We did play two.
Yeah.
that didn't have anything to do with the suicide thing.
And it's fine. Yeah, he doesn't have to be perfect. But yeah, don't act like he literally has made one mistake in his career. That's insane.
Yeah.
The that clip up top that you played, go be fat on someone else's time.
I like that he's like, if they're mean, I'm bored. It's like, you're bored.
Yeah,
that's
people being mean to me is not.
That's not how to respond to people being mean. Snooze fest. Yeah, let's see. I think that that's probably enough from Facebook. So let's get into, how did you get into them? When did you start listening to Black Flag?
Probably like 14 or something.
2014.
I think I discovered the Ramones when I was like 13 and listened to them for like a year straight. And then this was just like the logical extension of that. And I feel like I do agree with some of the people that are saying Henry Rollins is probably my least favorite of the four Black Flag vocalists.
Interesting. I think
original vocalist Keith Morris, who went on to form the Circle Jerks, is probably my favorite.
And he's the guy from Keith and the Girl.
Yeah. Yup.
I'll be on that this Sunday.
I'll be on it the 29th.
Ooh, interesting.
I think I like the Circle Jerks more than I like Black Flag, to be honest, too. That was the first record I ever bought was Wild in the Streets by the Circle Jerks. And I was staying at my grandparents' house at the time. And my grandma just picked it up and went, oh, the Circle Jerks. And
oh my God.
Hearing your grandma say Circle Jerks.
That's so funny.
That'll turn a B- day into an A+ day. It's just something about old people saying dirty shit they don't really understand. Oh, yeah. That never gets old. I love that.
Have you guys seen that, like, the Blumpkin video with grandma? Yeah. I remember when I was in, I think I was in high school when that came out, and I don't think I've ever laughed harder in my life.
What was it?
It's this old lady. They're asking this old woman, they're like, hey, grandma, do you want a Blumpkin? She's like, what's that? A Blumpkin? Yeah, I'll take one.
Oh, God.
And then they're so trashy that it's so, they're like, hey, quit making grandma say that. She's like, all right, I'll have a Blumpkin.
Oh, my God.
And then this woman comes in and she's like, stop making her say that, grandma. A Blumpkin is when a guy's taking a shit, eating a sandwich, and you're giving him a blowjob. And she's like, oh, no.
This is the part of the show where we recount funny videos.
I think this should be a regular segment. I'm having a good time.
That is good. They should make a whole show of that.
That's pretty fun. Yeah. Tom, you got any videos you want to recreate? We should listen to that video that you found, robot one. Here, I'll give you the cable.
Well, there's two things I want to do. The first one is I wanted to show, I found that Henry Rollins destroys Heckler. Okay, this is December 20th, 1984.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this the one where he just like punches the guy in the face in the front row, or no?
I don't think so.
Else?
I don't think there's a punch.
Okay. He's made one mistake.
We're afraid of self-improvement. Okay.
Listen to that fucking stupid asshole redneck telling me to get a haircut and go home. Listen to that fuckhead. Hey, go home, dearie. Go home and leave me so I can drink and fucking be non-existent, dear. I don't want to be anything. I want to just fucking be dead and drunk and stupid, dear. Okay? So we're going to cut our hair and we're going to get some guns and we're going to fuck you right in your ass.
Steve Hofstetter, take a seat.
Man, oh, shit. Look up Steve Hofstetter and just laugh yourself to sleep, you know? God.
Okay, so now I'm going to play this other video I found. I searched Black Flag Sucks on YouTube, and I found this video.
This is how we do research.
Yeah. Okay.
We type in Black Flag Sucks, Black Flag Gay, Black Flag Retards.
We have never typed that.
Oh, I have.
You do that on your own time. Okay, so someone made this video like shitting on Black Flag, but then they gave it a robot voice. Apparently because they don't want to be identified.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so here we go. And there's some bad language.
Egg. More like black fag. Oh wait, that one is already taken by an actually gay cover band of Black Flag. What was the purpose of that? Making a homosexual cover band out of an already homosexual hardcore band. Black Flag gets credit with essentially creating the Southern California hardcore scene, but creating a music genre comprised of playing fast and offbeat isn't something to be proud of. Keith Morris, the original singer, is a cracked out motherfucker. Greg Ginn is a shitty guitarist who also owned the label SST, that stands for Shitty Sucky Talent. The band has had several lineup changes,
talent
which shows
quotes,
the inconsistency with the band. Morris left and formed the Circle Jerks, which is almost the same band as Black Flag, except even more god-awful. The most popular vocalist of Black Flag was Henry Rollins, a macho tough guy who flaunts his muscles and his skinhead ideology. The band went even shitty.
We don't need to listen to that. There's a whole other minute of that.
Hold on, I was being convinced of some stuff.
Okay, so there's a lot of things to point out with this video.
Yeah.
The first thing, published on December 24th, 2012. Someone made this on Christmas Eve.
Put up your Christmas lights, family man.
Okay.
Oh, man, that robot's getting some coal.
Okay, so I'm going to read some of the comments. This one says, Henry Rollins is my hero, but I'm not an a-hole, so I can see the humor in this.
That's so funny. They're like, look, I get good comedy. I can take a joke. This guy sucks.
So apparently when you put this on, one of the related videos on YouTube is a Columbine video. So this guy wrote, I'm a horrible person. When I saw Columbine the Related, I laughed so hard I was crying. And then, like six comments down, he wrote, not because Columbine was funny, but because of how out of place it is. Like he was worried that the people on this YouTube thread were judging him.
You think Columbine's funny, man?
All right, I'm going to read one more. If it wasn't for bands, like this is a positive Black Flag. This might be you.
Okay.
It's Ginn Rollins 211. If it wasn't for bands like Black Flag, we would have had shitty music all throughout the 90s. We wouldn't have had bands like the Melvins, Nirvana, Converge, Acid Bath, and yes, even Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, God.
You could take this video and shove it up your ass because you wouldn't know good music if it came about you. Even Avenged Sevenfold.
Even Avenged Sevenfold.
We wouldn't have Nirvana or Avenged Sevenfold.
We wouldn't have Nirvana or a Blues Traveler. I love the robot voice because it could be anybody. I like to think that's just how that guy talks. He's like, my voice just sounds like this.
It was Stephen Hawking made that video.
It was the last thing he did. Black.
They left that out of the, what's that movie called?
The Theory of Everything.
Theory of Everything.
One of the most boring movies of all time.
That's what I heard. I didn't see it because of that.
That foppish dandy, no, what's his name?
Eddie Redmayne?
Yeah. Eddie Redmayne.
What did you call him? Foppish?
Yeah, he's a foppish dandy.
Eddie Redmayne, more like Eddie Dead Pain. I was doing the robot.
Nice.
All right, let's listen to some music, because we are already
like
deep
Avenged
into this
Sevenfold.
Spot. Yeah. Let's listen to some.
Yeah, fuck this.
some real tunes.
So why don't you walk us through how you pick your songs?
Yes,
I tried to.
Did you see I made the playlist?
I did. Okay. I'm going to that. Right
offer
now.
Sampling of their entire career because they had so many different vocalists and also.
Did you ever see them live in any of their like reunions?
Well, their reunions were like, first of all, they got like the skater Mike Vallely, who's a skateboarder, to be the vocalist, and then it's really only Greg Ginn, the guitarist, and then there were these two boys who were like a third his age. So it's like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
But then there was this controversy where some of the old members of Black Flag, formed another super group called Flag. So it was like Keith Morris, I think Bill Stevenson on drums, I forget who else was in it, but anyway, there was this whole like they were touring at the same time.
Oh,
so
shit.
Black Flag, wow. And Flag were touring at the same time, which is kind of funny, but
that's
like
why I'm doing the Raspberry
flag.
Tour. Following you to every city.
Tommy, I wish you the best. But yeah, I tried to offer a sampling of like their entire
awesome. So let's start with Nervous Breakdown. It's the first one I've got on this list here.
Yeah.
right, that's some nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
K Pizzle writes the theme song for my life, and Punk Rock AFI writes this song describes exactly what happens to people when
they.
Is there an I? No, it's spelled EXACTALLY. Exactly. Wow. What happens to people when they have just had enough shit.
Yes. What gets you pissed off, Dan?
Oh, when these fucking NFL players kneel for the national anthem. Put some holes in walls when I see that shit. Oh, man.
Oh, Dan, he just put a hole in our wall.
Sorry.
Thinking I'll... about it.
I'll get that patched up. Get some caulk and get that patched up. But no, I think what actually pisses me off? I don't know.
Like, were you an angry teen? Is that why you got into Black Flag, you think?
Yeah, angsty. Definitely.
I played in some angsty punk bands back in high school. I did. Yeah, yeah.
What were some of your bands called?
The Pogos and the Blisters were the two punk bands. I was the drummer for both of those.
That's good.
Yeah.
Those are good.
You ever
played
punk bands?
Yeah, I don't want to say the names of them in case they're still on the internet anywhere, because this is that type of shit I don't want coming back to haunt me.
So we'll assume it's a white power thing.
No, no.
Of course.
It's just like, you know, it's better left in the past.
What'd you play?
I was the singer.
Nice.
Yeah. We had a song called Pig Fucker about the wives of police officers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. That's sick.
That one was... there was a song... what else? My Dick Smells Like Pussy was a...
That on the radio.
Yeah.
And they used Pig Fucker in the first episode of Black Mirror.
Nice. You know what's so weird? When you said Pig Fucker, the first thing that popped into my mind was that scene in The Dark Knight when Gary Oldman comes back to his wife and reveals that he had faked his death. Do you remember that scene?
That's a weird scene.
It's just weird that he said the word Pig Fucker and my mind went exactly there. Like, why is that what I'm thinking about?
That poor Pig Fucker.
It's the 10-year anniversary of The Dark Knight. It's on my mind. There was no reason for him to fake his own death in that movie.
That was
it added
so
nothing.
Weird. I felt like he was an asshole. I was like, you know, you could have told your wife probably. Yeah. Anyway, great movie. The Dark Knight has only ever done one thing wrong. And that was hurt Heath Ledger. Yeah. Let's listen to the next song here. And then before we get into the next song, what made you angry as a boy?
A mad man. No, I don't know.
Yeah, because you were obviously, you don't just play that music like without
but
a,
I think
you know,
I think
a snarl.
I just, you know, I played all the instruments and I was really into rock music, and the only people forming bands that I like hung out with were playing punk. So I was never like that into, like I never really listened to it outside of it, but it was like easy to play on the drums. And I just, you know what I mean? It was just like a way to be in a band more than...
That's also how you got into that alt-right circle, too.
Yes.
You wanted to feel passionate about something, and the only passion around was for Trump.
Yeah, I didn't want to be neutered. And, I've been taking a lot of testosterone lately.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to get on the internet and fucking...
You got that high tea.
It makes me want to go to the Griffin in Atwater Village.
All right, let's listen to Jealous Again. This is about us watching the Netflix 15s.
I won't push you around.
solo.
Ooh, that's it. Yeah, I was reading about how they like they went through a million band members or whatever yeah. in the beginning, and how like the only thing that was gluing them together were those guitar solos.
Yeah,
or it was just that guitar that like kept fans on board. So this is pre Henry Rollins, correct?
Yeah. Okay, so this is the second vocalist, Ron Reyes.
There's Hammy O2 writes, I love the line, I won't beat you up, I won't push you around, because if I did that, the cops would get me for doing it.
Wow. And that'll upset the pig fuckers.
That's the only thing stopping him from assaulting his girlfriend.
Yeah, that is a good
lesson.
Well,
the cops will get me. So.
Oh, man. That's why we have them.
Those cops will get me.
I love Akira 256. You know her, you love her.
Akira.
Akira and the B. Oh no, that was Akira. Sorry.
writes, I love this song. I've felt this way before. It's a lame situation, but stuff like that happens. Humans just have jealous tendencies. Well, there you go.
That's true.
He couldn't have said it better.
Dan, what makes you jealous?
Oh, man.
I'm doing one of these for each song.
What makes me jealous? When I'm watching TV
yes.
and I see these
yes.
I see these
yes.
models and and they just, you know, when I see them in person, they just won't give me the time of day.
What shows are you watching?
I really only watch Baywatch. And, oh man, I used to work at this hotel, and one time it's raining out, right? And I open the car door, and who gets out? Pamela Anderson.
You're kidding.
And I had the umbrella, and I'm walking with her under the umbrella, and she did not even once ask me for my name, and she didn't say, hey, what's your name? And I just went and punched a window.
Put a damn hole in the wall.
It's like, bitch, and I just punched out a car window. I was like, you did this.
Only the cops wouldn't get me for what I want to do.
You're printing out the hotel keys. You're like, one for you, one for me.
I know which room you're in.
When I was a boy, I was jealous. When I remember my stepdad's mom would talk about my little brother's beautiful strawberry hair. And
damn.
I was like, why can't I have beautiful strawberry hair? So that's a little story about my jealousy.
You know what, actually, I was recently so fucking jealous. Someone met Johnny Knoxville or something, and it was really the only time I had to like calm myself down from actual jealousy.
Yeah.
Everything else I could be like, don't compare yourself to anybody uh-huh. else. It's like, especially in comedy,
sure.
you're constantly comparing yourself. I try not to do that, but then I was like, why the fuck did they get to meet Johnny Knoxville and I didn't?
Dude.
And I had to take a fucking walk.
I had that it's easy to get jealous in comedy, but like I got really jealous of like something comedy adjacent where it was Jack Knight, and I told him this. He was in the video game NBA 2K 17, I believe, mm-hmm. in the story mode. He's your teammate.
Oh yeah.
And he got to like go shoot, like they use his real jump shot in the game and shit. And I was like, as a kid, I wanted to be, my dream was to be in the NBA. Like that's, and I still am going to make it. And, but I was like, that is the closest you can get. And I was so jealous. And I told him, I was like, that is the coolest thing that anybody's ever gotten to do.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know what? I'm happy for him. Good for him. I can tell. Let's listen to the next song on this list, which is Six Pack. This song's sick.
This is an awesome opening bass riff, I gotta say.
I got a six pack and the I got a six pack, and I don't need you.
Henry Rollins version, not the original version. Ooh. This is the version that was on the damaged LP.
Yes.
So that we have to do it through Spotify, and so we couldn't use your... yeah. I know you specified in your thing. I'm sorry.
We're very sorry. We fucked
but,
up.
All right.
You just punch a hole in the wall.
Yeah, you're gonna... This place is gonna be full of holes if it keeps going like this.
Someone call Shia LaBeouf.
Damn. Nice.
But it's, yeah, it's kind of ironic because Henry Rollins is straight edge, but he's singing this song about
yeah
how fun it is to get fucked I up on that, beer.
I like assumed it was that he wouldn't have sang a version of that because of his damn straight edge ass. But apparently they're like, this is supposedly about how Keith Morris would booze real hard
oh, yeah.
and screw up. Like, here's what it says. Rumor has it this song is about Keith Morris, who fronted Black Flag between 76 and 79. Morris admitted that his drinking caused the tension between him and the rest of the band. Whenever there would be arguments, everyone would be pointing their finger at me, and it would be my fault. Like, if we weren't learning new songs fast enough, it was my fault. Coming to rehearsal after having drunk a six-pack of beer, maybe having snorted a couple lines of coke,
whoa.
That would be my fault? They made me feel like I was the cement shoes attached to their feet. Let's see, and then he was replaced, obviously. According to Song Facts, this song is about a guy who spends his time drinking six packs of beer.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, well, doing very little else. Yeah, that's I like that song. That's a good time.
Yeah. Henry Rollins got a different type of six pack.
And, hell yeah, he's buff as hell.
Buff
nice.
As fuck, yeah.
You know what that nice. Guy should have learned? That guy should have done the McDonald's trick. He just walks into the he walks into rehearsal, got a nice cup of McDonald's. Yeah,
yeah.
I think Henry Rollins would be madder about the McDonald's.
That's so funny.
He famously hates Morgan Spurlock.
Oh,
he?
Is that right?
Oh, I just made that up. That'd be
oh,
funny.
That sounds so believable. That's the most
yeah,
believable
thing. And Morgan Spurlock, he like had a thing, right? Like, he had a because he's oh. He admitted to Me Too stuff before they got,
yeah.
like, it was revealed or
he
whatever.
He Me Too'd himself recently.
Oh, we were way off. There's a picture of them together. Wow.
No
oh,
way.
Shit.
Wow. This thing is going to break the internet.
Damn. This just won the internet right here. Okay.
Everybody log off.
There's a picture, and then there's a picture of Henry Rollins and Tilda Swinton, but I'll stop
damn.
Looking at pictures.
when Henry Rollins like, supersized me, he's just talking about getting swole as fuck in the gym.
Hell yeah. Okay. Pubert.
What's that? Is that P-E-W?
No, it's P-U-B-E-R-T.
That's the whole screen name.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my tubes untied so I can have a boy son named Pubert now. That's great.
Pubert, right?
What if you have a girl? What would you do?
Hopefully I give her up for adoption. I'm only keeping the boys.
Not like a pubert.
Viewer says, this is definitely the best Black Flag song, sorry. And one of my favorites, Emo Kids, stay away, just get drunk, although six doesn't seem like enough. Damn, Hubert is awesome. I've never read one of these, right? I want to know that dude.
Oh, man, let's reach out to Pubert.
Pubert, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah.
Reach out to Pubert.
You come to New York, we're going out. We're taking Pubert out.
Drinks on us, Pubert.
Yeah. Let's see. A lot of people are talking about Fu Manchu did a cover of this that's good and slow AF. Let's see. American Crackheads.
American Crackheads.
Says, yeah, it should Stay be more like a 24-pack. I like how these people roll. This is the best song meanings find we've had. All right, let's listen to the next song on this playlist. We've got Rise Above. That was Rise Above. Sorry, I'm reading more song meanings. This person's name is just Go Fuck Yourself. These never tickle me like this. It's just That's Go right. Fuck Yourself. And he says, favorite flag song. It's awesome. It's somewhat amusing. And then somebody else wrote, somebody named Fuck You All. I like it, but at the same time, find it a little comical.
Oh, wow.
I was hoping Pubert would have more to say on this one.
Fuck off, bitch, says.
Pig fucker says.
Not to pause the podcast, but someone just Facebook messaged me asking if I know where to get Molly.
Oh, nice.
So hit up Tom Takar. Is what I tell them.
We gotta get some for when Pubert comes to town.
Also, if you get one of those koozies, just to know that it's full of Molly. It's been soaked in Molly.
That's why they're $40 for koozies now. Squeegee it out into a cup. I've never seen Molly. All right, so
have you seen Molly's Game?
Oh, I have not. Is
Great
it good?
Movie. All right, that's cool. Fine.
Let's see. In 2002, former Black Flag frontman Henry Rollins re-recorded this track with Public Enemy's Chuck D for Rise Above, 24 Black Flag songs to benefit the West Memphis Three.
Oh, I love that documentary about
the Paradise Lost trilogy.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Well, man. There's like, and then there's something else too.
The new one, West of Memphis.
Yes,
I gotta see that. Too.
And that song, Walking in Memphis, is about that too.
Do you really feel?
But yeah, Paradise Lost rules.
Yes, one of my favorite true crime documentaries. They're out now. And they're out.
They did it. They achieved it.
Yeah.
We got to move a little quickly through the next two because I
quickly,
spent too long.
Mr. Takar, quickly.
I spent too long laughing about Pubert.
We really blew our load
really
talking
tickled
about
me.
Pubert.
And if All anyone right. knows what that's from, I keep saying that, and I think it's from something, but I'm not sure.
That's really funny because I have no idea what you're doing.
There's some movie or something where like a student's talking and a teacher's like, "Quickly, Mr. Whatever, quickly," and I kept doing it.
This will be
show
a fun game. Yeah. Hey, respond with what that's about. We'll give you a little shout
it
out.
It might be Snape. I'm thinking it's Snape.
Oh,
like,
it could
quickly,
be Snape.
Mr. Potter, quickly.
Oh. Or you know what's crazy made it up. About Snape is he's actually a good guy.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
He made one mistake.
He made one mistake killing Dumbledore. Whoa. But did he? Find out on the next Stand By Your Band. We should
That's a good
make
idea.
That part of the show. We
Harry
just
Potter
reveal.
Dude, oh my God. This girl I went to college with does Harry Potter song pair. Oh, fuck. I said college again. She does. This girl I know.
Do you remember any of the names?
Harry. She did. They're all like songs I'm not familiar with, but she does Harry Potter song parodies.
Oh my God.
You could do a
Slytherin. What's your price for Quidditch?
That's,
ooh, order some more.
I could do a pig fucker. It was doing parody of that with Hogwarts. I don't know.
Oh, pig fuckers you Hogwarts.
Yeah, you fuck a pig, you might get some Hogwarts.
That's really good.
All right. Might need to get the band back together for that one.
Damn.
Do you have any recording of your Game of Thrones parody rap you used to do?
Oh.
Dan used to do another... a Game of Thrones parody rap.
Well, no, that's another guy I went to school
what
with.
What college did you go to?
I don't know, but everyone did. Everyone just ended up doing song parodies, and I'm like, what the fuck was in the water there that made everyone suck ass so much? Yeah, it's really...
That's so funny. What's another... Yeah. Hufflepuff.
Wait, this is the only song you know?
I can't think of any other songs right now. All right, let's listen to Slip It In. Here it is.
Oh, yeah, this one.
I'm going to skip later in the song when it gets nasty.
That's what it sounds like when Henry Rollins busts a nut. Damn.
When did you first bust a nut, Dan?
I was too young.
Damn, Charlie Rosé over here. That'd be a good character. Drunk Charlie Rose.
You know what's so funny about...
Just a basic bitch, Charlie Rose.
One of my teachers, we used to have to watch a bunch of Charlie Rose interviews. Mm-hmm. And every time, like, I always thought he was a creep because every interview he'd be like, tell me about your wife. Like, to everyone. When it had nothing to do with what they were talking about, he'd like smile. And it was so fucking weird.
Oh, what a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
This song, according to... Coronarin. I don't know what that means, but it's a song about a girl hooking up with a guy at a show even though she has a boyfriend. Yeah, the aggressor tries to lay it on thick, but it's not about that. It's about a girl in a relationship screwing around.
So it's about Antonia at Stand By Your
Band
Live?
What the hell? Dun, dun, dun.
We'll talk about it next episode. I'll tell you the whole story.
Oh, no. Let's see. And using a bunch of excuses, too much to drink, they regret it, to try and earn forgiveness, even though they'll just do it again. Sexist? No. Because this is something that a lot of people go through. Boy, girl, whatever. It just happens to be a girl in this song. People read way too much into stuff.
I don't know, man. This one is tough to I don't know if I can defend this one. This one is like, I mean, a lot of art and music in the early mid-80s probably wouldn't pass today's standards of wokeness, but this one is particularly gross.
Yeah, let's see. It's from 80s movie guy. He says, this song has a pretty sexist mentality, I think. It's talking about some girl, and they're calling her a whore, but the guys she has sex with aren't. Anyway, pretty catchy, cool-sounding song.
We
the
need more great, positive role models like 80s movie guy in our world.
There's something about hearing people, like, that sex thing at the end where it, like... I felt bad when I was listening to it. I was like, I shouldn't be hearing this sort of shit.
They should have added a Yeezy Tommy.
Hell yeah, that would be sick. All right, so that is slip it in. I think we're to our last song on this playlist, if I'm not incorrect. My War. Let's hear this real fast. That is My War.
Talking about war in Iraq is the...
let's see. It lives in my brain. It's with me every day. This is a lost nomad, right? I'm not sure how accurate this may be, but it seems like this song is about someone suffering from paranoia schizophrenia. I say this because of how crazy Henry Rollins is during the song. Plus, it's the war against the forces controlling the minds of a schizophrenic person.
Whoa.
Damn. So maybe war isn't literal.
Whoa.
It's metaphoric. Like your war against the women whose photos you leaked on 4chan. Oh,
damn.
They call me 4chan Femester.
I wonder if anybody's heard that before. That's great.
That was good.
That joke's got a big audience.
Check out 4chan on the first season of Netflix's The Stand-Ups.
Oh,
that's her, right? She's in there?
Oh, man. Yeah,
I think so. That's the playlist, boys. Woo, no two ways about it. Tommy, what are your thoughts here?
You know, the opening clip we played really sent me to not like this whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to get a tattoo on my butt. I'll say that right. Much. I don't know, Henry Rollins, on your face. I'm sure that there's some cool stuff he does. And I remember liking him on the TV shows back in the day. But it just seems like at some point he's going to get drunk and rant about people on welfare. And you know what I mean? Yeah. He just has this vibe where it's
that's like...
That's
why he can't drink.
Yeah.
He knows that's coming.
yeah, just like the hatred of lazy stuff. It's, I don't know. He seems a little weird to me. I don't hate punk music. I like it.
Bill Clinton. I do not hate punk music.
So, but I'm going to go 3.
That's interesting. I was thinking 3 also.
We've been on the same page lately.
We're on the same page. 342 in Harry Potter, the Order of the Phoenix, which we'll reveal on the next episode.
Ordering a phoenix on my flight. Dobby, he was right.
Oh, shit.
Hagrid's dead tonight.
Hagrid,
does Hagrid die?
It's Hagrid. I can't remember, honestly. I don't think he does. that was pretty good. I think I'm going to go... I think I'm going to go 3 also, and a lot of it's based on... you know what? I'm taking a point off for him being straight edge. It bums me out when people are straight edge. I mean, obviously, you live your life, but... I probably shouldn't be biased against that, but I just don't trust... you're right, I don't trust him. I think that he's going to say something about other races or something. I don't know.
But also, if you're listening to this for the purpose of getting mad and you love Henry Rollins, don't get mad at us. We're just comedians.
We're good people.
It's a comedy podcast.
We're nice boys. Yeah. We don't like that he... You know what it is? I can tell he hates fat people. Like that,
yeah, I hate that. Yeah.
That always bothers me.
Well, sorry to bother you in theaters today.
But you know what? I did enjoy some of this music. The guitar was sick.
Shredded.
Six pack was cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bump it up though. I'm gonna say 3.5. 0.25 is what I'm going to go with. And I also
wait,
am gonna
you
get
said
a lot
I'm going to take off a point, and then you ended up giving.
I gave
0.25.
I took a point off for that in the realm of things. Like oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't related to that. What do you give this playlist, Dan?
Out of six. Oh, it's out of six.
Yes, yeah. And okay. Factor in that we put the wrong one in for six.
Yes.
Pack.
I do prefer the 7-inch version.
That's what my girlfriend said.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
hell
man.
Yeah.
My girlfriend never says that to me. she says, I love you the way you are. the cock you have is what you the one you were born with? And,
oh, my God.
All right, I should stop here.
I shove socks into my crotch so that people aren't, but so my girlfriend's not embarrassed to walk around with me.
Oh man, I've been slowly funneling, liquids and things into my pee hole. You know those gauges that people put in their ears, make their earlobes bare.
Dan.
Putting it in my pee hole and stretching that. When I urinate, it sounds like someone pouring out a glass of water into the sink. And, what was the question? Oh, yeah.
Quickly, Mr. Licata, quickly.
I love that movie.
I'll give it a 5 out of 6. I will say Nervous Breakdown is one of my favorite songs of all time.
I like that.
The slip it in though is I can't def-
yeah,
so,
yeah
that
ending is horrible.
And riff, it's a long song.
It's
too.
Long. The riff is pretty cool, but you know it doesn't. It's so cringy and blatantly sexist, and Family Man so cringy too. So yeah, I'll give it a 5 out of 6.
Love it.
It's My War, great song. 5 out of 6.
Love it. That's that's our rating, guys. And if you have a problem with it, we're sorry.
Yeah, that is our message.
We love you. Thanks so much.
I'm
going to
get on that treadmill
show.
To try and make Henry like me.
he's probably a nice man. I don't know. I think those two clips were a bummer, but I will admit it is true that he came back. He like redacted what he said about suicide, so that's nice. Dan, thanks so much for coming on.
Dude, thanks for having
check
me.
Check out everything you can that Dan's done.
Where can they
makes
find
me
the Blueberry
so
Tour
much.
Info?
It's if you go to joepera.com/tour, you can get tickets. All the info's on there.
Check out the show on Adult Swim. That's
yeah, yeah. It's yes. on adultswim.com, right? Every episode?
All the episodes, yeah.
Hell yeah. Get in there. Check out TommyMcNamara.com for his dates. You're going to be on U Up coming up.
Yeah, I'll be on U Up on Tuesday.
Oh
wait, that'll
yeah.
have already happened. I'll be on U Up next Monday also.
Nice. Or you can listen to the replay.
Yeah, but yeah, I've got some East Coast states coming up. I got Philly, I got New Hampshire, I got Maine, I got Boston.
Ooh,
I'm doing an old folks home at one point, so look at it.
When you're listening to this, I'm going to be in Denver this Thursday through Sunday at this festival. I need to remember the name of it. Shit. Hold on a second. I'm going to pull it up. But
Unite the Right?
What?
Comedy tent.
Find this.
Wait, I walked by the Fox News building yesterday, and they had a stage set up, and it said like Fox and Friends Summerfest. So they must be having a band play, but I don't know who it is.
I wonder who it is.
Probably 3 doors down or something.
Damn, I can't find this text. I fucked up. So, yeah, you know what? I'll be at a festival in Denver that always is going to be at. It's going to be a great time. I just found it. It is Underground Music Showcase. That's Denver this weekend. Come hang out. Come see Always. They're great. They're one of my
great
favorite
bands.
Superchunk's going to be there. Holy hell. And thanks to everybody who came to the Caroline show. Check out Dan's YouTube stuff too, by the way.
Ziggy Zoggy Boy, one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
I love the one with that guy where he's shitting and you're hanging. It's so funny to me.
That one's not my cup.
Alright, guys, check out the Patreon for some bonus episodes that we put up. Thanks for listening, we love you. Rate and review if you're having a good time. We got some fun little reviews.
Quickly, Tom, quickly.
miss you, keep it crispy. Bye.